welcome to Dak and Rick's Pod. I'm Dak.
And I'm Rick.
And this is a Father Son Podcast where we talk about all things sports. And today, the Miami Dolphins are 7-3. How do you feel?
I feel great, as they should feel great. And the fans should feel great. It was a tremendous win, and our record is fantastic. Tell me a little bit about the record.
Yeah, Miami is now a sports town, no longer just a football, no longer just a basketball town, as the Hurricanes, the Heat, the Dolphins.
F1.
Well, no, but I'm talking about just the teams that won this weekend.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
So, back to that record.
I was
going to
talk about F1 and Miami Open, but I got you. I apologize.
Well, back to that record that you were talking about, Tua, 285 yards. Three touchdowns. That is the third straight game of three touchdowns. He didn't get over 300 yards. Skylar Thompson stepped in, got 17 of them himself. The team, on the other hand, had a total of 419 yards. Passing yards were... They don't have the passing yards listed here. Oh, 296. So not even 300 passing yards for the team.
But it's great. You know, having been there... during their bad times, during the good times, during the mediocre times. It's wonderful. A few games ago, people were like, once again, questioning, oh my God, Tua this, do we need Tua? Should we get it someone else? We got to draft. All of a sudden today, what were they yelling? MVP, MVP. So Tua's really come a long way, and so have his teammates.
Yeah, the Dolphins have decided to get a running game. I think this is the first time in my life that I can say that, as the addition of Jeff Wilson Jr. was incredible. 17 attempts, 119 yards, one touchdown. Raheem Mostert continues doing the stuff he does. 65 yards, one touchdown. What do you have to say about that?
The only thing I can say is that's what the Dolphins wanted. That's what everyone said the Dolphins needed in order to establish a good passing game. And, you know, we have Tyree Hill and we have Waddle and we have our defensive, Gesicki, and we have Smith. How do you pronounce it?
Smythe.
You know, so we have people that can catch the ball. We have a quarterback that has an accurate arm. But everyone kept saying, we need to establish, in order for that to be effective, we need to establish a running game. Well, guess what?
They finally did.
McDaniels has established a running
game. Yeah, just get McDaniels two running backs from his successful run game all the way in San Francisco. And, you know, things just work.
Yeah, so he's doing a good job. And it appears, you know, that... the addition now of the defense of Chubb.
Well, let's flip over to the defensive side of the ball. Talking about Chubb, three total tackles, half a sack, but the entire defensive line finally got there. They got, I think it was three sacks total, four sacks, a lot more than they got in the previous weeks. Let's see if I can find it.
They're showing a lot of, between Chubb and between Phillips. Let's talk about And
we'll get to the U in a second.
No, I know, but I'm just saying Phillips because he comes from the U. Anyways, having said that, I do see an improvement. There's still some work that needs to be done.
We did force one fumble.
Yeah,
which, that's true. Is not bad. The secondary is still banged up.
That's an issue, but I think we can do it even with what we have going on right now. And I did see and I didn't notice a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So that's a good thing. Now, when they pressure the quarterback and you have a running quarterback, that's what we have to see.
And we didn't even have a running quarterback today.
But he did okay. I don't know what his stats were, but I saw him run a few times and I saw him gain first downs.
He did. That's the bad part. He's not a runner.
I know. So we have to figure out how we're going to
come. He ran seven times for 40 yards.
Well, that wasn't that much, but.
It's definitely a lot when you could have had negative yardage there.
That's true. And when you're saying he's not a runner, it's not like last weekend where the quarterback was a runner.
But hey, 40 points if it wasn't for Jason Sanders, two missed extra points, which is wild. He can make two. He's 2 for 2 on field goals of average, a long of 39 yards, but he couldn't make two extra points.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him.
But hey, zero punts. That deserves a clap. Zero punts.
Yeah, the punter was happy about that. I saw him... in a picture with Tua.
Yep, holding up the zeros.
Zeros, yeah.
It is a tradition for him that he used to do with Drew Brees, and now I guess the new Drew Brees as well of Tua. So that's nice. Hey, the Dolphins are finally good, and I think for the first time in my life, at least, Super Bowl isn't just a word in the fight song.
Right. They seem to be able to, if they continue in this trajectory, I think that we have very good things to look forward to.
Look, the one thing that we do have to note, defensive end Emmanuel Ogba, he got hurt and is out for the season, I believe. Wait, let me.
Oh, really?
Let me go. Let me go back to this before I.
Wow, I didn't realize
that will require surgery.
Oh,
so suffered a season-ending torn tricep. There you go.
Oh,
that will,
wow,
will require surgery. So that definitely,
that's going to hurt.
That hurts for the Dolphins, but hey, at least they traded for Bradley Chubb. And I see injuries that, just keep on killing us.
I know, that's what. But you know, listen, it's a physical sport. But I see, you know, I was mentioning to you that it's interesting how I see the number of players on the defensive line that they're able to bring in, take out. You know, as a first quarter, the first down versus a third down versus a fourth down. I mean, nowadays I see these quarterbacks and these teams going for 4 and 7, and they're actually,
well, you go for 4th and 7 because you don't punt on when you're at the 40-yard line. You can't kick a field goal, but you don't punt it because it just is pointless at that point. If you can get those 7 yards, it's kind of, I don't know.
But the bottom line is that I see a lot of in and out. I see a lot of, you know, I don't want to call them bench because they're not bench. They're
no, it's rotation.
It's rotation. So I think it's wonderful. And I think we have a good solid group out there.
Well, hey, MVP Tua. Keep on grinding. Dolphins are 7-3 headed into the bye week. First place in the AFC East. Who would have thought we would be here today? I don't know. I certainly did, though.
I know you did. And you always had a good perception of McDaniels, and you know, he's proven you right.
Wait, one more thing. The offensive line allowed 0 sacks, and against one of the best defensive ends in the beautiful National Football League, Myles Garrett, he was nowhere to be found. The Dolphins also took a picture with the offensive lineman holding up those zeros.
Oh, really? There
Here
you
it
go.
Is. Yeah.
Very nice.
So you can
picture.
See it. It's on the Dolphins Instagram.
Yeah.
So yeah, you want to lead us off into the ad break?
Let's do it.
Nope. Okay. Well, we'll see you guys after the break.
And we're back to talk about UM.
Yep. The U, well, may not be back, but hey, they're 1 win away from being bowl eligible. They're now 5-5. A little bit of a scary weekend next week. But let's celebrate our victories. 35-14 versus Georgia Tech. Ja'Kari Brown started his first game. Pretty impressive. 14-19, 136 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jalen Nyden finally reappeared. The Rooster got 118 yards and 1 touchdown. And yeah, oh, well, we have to talk about the Miami Northwestern boy, Cameron Kitchens. 3 interceptions on the night.
3 interceptions. I mean,
and a 99-yard pick six to the crib.
Yeah, that deserves
a clap.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He got his clap.
That was unbelievable. The way he took that from one end of the field to the
other. Miami boy.
That's it. He did a great job. And 3 interceptions. I don't think that the UM has had. Did he break a record? I think he broke a record regarding interceptions.
I have no clue. Because
I think I heard some, but besides that, I saw also Cristobal smiling. Boy, he had a smile.
Yeah, for the first time. Yeah, look at that. Look at that smile.
What a smile as Kitchens did the third. Actually, I think he was smiling in the first interception, the second interception, and the third interception.
Miami finally seemed to put it together after a difficult loss last week, which we will not be talking about, and the reason why you didn't get a podcast last week. But, you know,
it still hurts just thinking about it, so let's move on.
But, hey, we are moving on. And next week, we travel to Death Valley, Clemson. I think that one, we might also not do a podcast for. That's going to be a rough weekend. But maybe we'll do a preview podcast better than a review podcast because the Dolphins don't play. So I don't know why we'd be sitting here on a Sunday without the Dolphins.
But I'm telling you, it was great to see the UM come back. It was great to see UM play the way they played. I thought the quarterback was exceptional. And
yeah, we might have found a future quarterback there. I don't know. Penalties continue to kill the Hurricanes, though. 9 penalties, 79 yards. Something Cristobal definitely needs to hunker down on. But hey, whether they're winning, whether they're losing, he's somehow still getting recruits, and kids continue to back him.
Yeah, tell us about the 2 recruits that he got recently.
There haven't been any recruits recently.
You told me there was 2 of them. There was not recently.
No, we've already spoken about those recruits. But hey, they're coming. And they still all are repping their UM merch. And well, like one of them, the number 6 overall prospect, Francis Migoa or Migoa, something like that. I don't have his name up. I know it's Francis or Francisco or something like that from Hawaii. And now IMG Academy. He said he wouldn't even go to UF's game. So no one would be able to say anything. He says he's fully committed to coming here to Miami to work.
Well, you know, they, you know, I bumped into a UF fan yesterday, and he kept telling me, "Oh, we got your quarterback. We got your quarterback. He came to UF, and we're number what, 8 in recruiting?
We're number 9, and they're number 8.
So, I don't know what that means, other than the fact that, you know,
at this point, nothing. Until the day that they sign that dotted line, who knows? That kid could come back to Miami. That kid could go to USC. That kid could go anywhere.
That's right.
You know, it's one thing to flip a recruit who's already committed. It's another thing to flip the guy that everyone thought was going there and is the number 2 prospect in the nation, and he comes to Miami. I don't know. I don't know, Gator fans. The number 2 prospect in the nation picked us over you. I'm fine with giving you my quarterback.
That's right.
And especially with Jakari Brown playing so good.
Right.
A true freshman. I don't need a kid coming in next year. I can wait another 2 years.
Absolutely. So let's see. Jakari, we're counting on you.
Jakari.
Jakari, we're counting on you.
Number 11, 6'4". And he did it in his home state, too. That's pretty cool. His first ever start was in his home state with his family, his friends in the crowd. He made it like it was a big deal for him. And I'm sure it was.
It was a big deal.
But hey.
As it should be.
3 touchdowns. Not too bad. The run game was something big for UM. 217 yards compared to Georgia Tech's 129. Seems like Miami teams can finally run the football. Isn't that great?
It's good news. It's all for the better.
I don't know. It's something that hasn't really happened in a very long time. I don't think in my lifetime.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, and I'm going back to my statement that I did with the Dolphins. Everyone says in order to have an effective passing game, you have to have an effective run game. You know, hopefully we've got an effective run game.
Yeah, hopefully it's not just a 1 week thing. But hey, speaking of a 1 week thing, we have a week to review of Heat basketball. So let's get right into that. Miami Heat this week. How did they fare? Let's see. They were 2-1 as they lost that heartbreaker to Josh Hart.
I know.
You like what I did there?
That hurt.
We were a buzzer beater. 110-107. Just quickly before you continue talking about Josh Hart. Then the Heat defeated the Hornets in back-to-back games, 117-112 and 132-115. But go back to Josh Hart.
That was just unbelievable. I mean, you know, we're sitting right there. We're pretty close to that corner when he got the ball and he shot. I said, he ain't going to do that. He ain't going to. Boom.
And he did it.
And he did it.
He did it. And hey,
and right
the
before
Heat
that,
were able to bounce
and
back.
And right before that, you know, we did a three-pointer.
Yep, Max Strus.
The Strusinator did a three-pointer. And then all of a, I said, that's it. It's over.
It wasn't.
What was it? Like 6 seconds left?
I think even less. I don't really remember.
And they passed it, and boom, this guy hit a three. I was sitting there, and I was amazed.
Josh Hart keeps on breaking hearts. But the Heat are now 6-7, and to look ahead to the following week, they play the Phoenix Suns on Monday. They then travel to Toronto on Wednesday and travel to Washington on Friday. And then the following week, Cleveland, Minnesota, Washington, and then we'll get into that in the following week. But hey, one home game this week, and then they're not back till the following Wednesday. You want to talk about FTX Arena?
Before we talk about FTX Arena, let's talk about it, and let's put a shout out to Tim Hardaway.
Oh, yes, they did honor him for making it into the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Tim.
And they retired his uniform, right?
He's already been retired since 2008.
But
9?
Didn't they put it up there?
Yeah, he's been retired since God knows when. Yeah, it's been up there.
Oh, wow. So what'd they do yesterday?
Just honor the fact that he made it into the Hall of Fame. Nothing special.
Congrats. Congrats, Tim Hardaway. Well deserved.
Yeah, I'm not turning on the clap effect for that one. But no, yeah, definitely a big deal. Another Heat Hall of Famer. I think that's now, what, like 4 or 5? I don't know. Shaq, you got Ray Allen. You got Tim Hardaway. Chris Bosh. Dwayne Wade will be there soon enough.
Hopefully Dwayne Wade.
I'm sure there's more, but I'm just talking about like the major guys. But yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I was a Heat fan when Tim Hardaway was here. He did a lot of good for our Miami Heat. And let me tell you, I appreciate him. I congratulate him, and I look forward to him being a part of the Heat. You know,
and coming on to the podcast.
Hey, that would be nice.
If only. We'll get there. We'll get there one day. But hey, I think that pretty much wraps it up for this week.
Yep, we look forward to seeing you guys again.
Well, be on the lookout because we'll probably do a podcast before the UM game because more than likely I will not want to record one after the UM game. I don't know about you, but I don't think I want to deal with the Canes after they go to Death Valley next week.
Listen, I'm positive. I have to think positive. I saw them play
yesterday. Number 9 in the nation.
I don't care. I don't care. That's just a number. We have the opportunity to work hard this week to, you know, we have momentum going on our side now. They have confidence. They know they can do it.
Yeah, they finally discovered it. Seems like UM is a really, really good road team, but somehow Hard Rock Stadium just doesn't work for them.
Well, bottom line is I'm very positive, and I think you should be too. I think the U fans should be positive as well, and I, you know, that's the only way to do. If the players are positive, they have the right attitude, I think they can do it. I don't care what number the Clemson's at.
Well, and on that note, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Dak and Rick's Pod. Yeah, I forgot the outro. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on every platform. Follow us on social media. And with all that being said, we will see you next week as the Canes head to Death Valley. And we will be heading to, I don't know where we're headed. But hey, I don't know. I kind of ruined that one. Anyways, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.